Andrew, tell us a little bit about your journey, what you did here at school as a student, and then push us out the gates.
Well, I was lucky enough as a boy to be involved in a boys' choir outside of Xavier, and that pushed me into wanting to sing as I became a teenager and my voice broke, or I think we say these days, my voice changed. And there's some older kids I admired, one or two who've become big stars in the music theatre world, such as Simon Gleeson, who were in these musicals that Xavier used to put on that were pretty fantastic, actually. So I really, when I got to the senior campus in Year 9 in those days, I really pushed to try and get into all these musicals. So I ended up doing way too many musicals and plays and just sort of threw myself into everything. Probably upset my parents a little bit because I didn't probably keep up my studies in maths and English as much as I should. But yeah, had my sights pretty firmly set on doing something on the stage later in life from a fairly young age. So yeah, threw myself into the music department and the drama department and had an absolute ball. Was really lucky, had some great staff who encouraged us here. My tutor was Dorothy Connor, who was music teacher, head of music, Jim Proven, and I had a drama teacher here who was really just a fantastic role model called Tony Corr, who now I believe is a principal at a school down in Phillip Island. But he was a very good drama teacher, but he really espoused this notion of sort of taking every opportunity you could. And so outside of teaching drama, unusually, he was also, you know, in a co-curricular sense, he just really wanted to coach basketball and get in touch with footy and teach other subjects. And yeah, he's a real all-rounder. But yeah, big influence on me at the time. Actually, that would be a highlight of actually my whole career was before my career started doing Les Mis at Xavier. Firstly, some of the older boys, such as Simon Gleeson and a few others, were sort of kicking goals and were a bit of an inspiration to maybe a Year 9 or 10 kid. But secondly, just the opportunities available at a campus like this. Just on my walk in here this morning, just reminded me of so many sporting fields and all the new buildings and stuff. Like the opportunities for you boys, kids all over the world would, you know, they'd die for an opportunity like this. And I would encourage every kid here to just make the most of it. Just choose as many things as you can. Keep going to soccer or footy training, even if you're rubbish at it like I was, because it's a great opportunity to play a game with your mates and try and win. If you don't win, doesn't matter, but you try. Yeah, join the swimming club, join the rowing club. There's just so many opportunities. Pick up an instrument. Even if you feel like you can't play the thing, just keep trying, because you won't get an opportunity like this again to do so many different things.